Currently, Wisconsinites with felony convictions can't vote until they finish their prison time, as well as any parole or community supervision. But the vetoed bill also would have required Wisconsinites with felonies to pay any costs related to their convictions before their right to vote is restored. During a hearing earlier this year, Amanda Mercquay with the ACLU of Wisconsin said those restrictions would have a disproportionate effect on low-income Wisconsinites and people of color.
This proposal would create a modern-day poll tax in Wisconsin.
GOP sponsors said the changes would have helped crime victims by encouraging people to pay their restitution. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.